Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Karen Lee Waddell, who's the director of the Australian SRC, which is the Square Kilometre Array Regional Centre. And she's over here in Cape Town for a conference, and I've managed to grab a few minutes with her. And she's going to tell us what exactly is an SK Regional Centre. So we're in the realm of radio telescopes here.
Hi, yes. So basically, the regional centers are built to support the SKA telescope. And so for those who don't know, the SKA telescope will be the world's best telescope, and it will answer big questions like, how did large magnetic fields form? How did the first stars and galaxies form? Are we alone in the universe, for example? All these big questions that we keep asking. And with these big questions, we also get a lot of big data that will come from these telescopes. And so to answer all these questions, the telescopes are going to be ingesting a whole lot of data at a rate of around 7 terabits per second, which is equivalent to 100,000 times faster than your average home MBN. And that's coming into the telescope, streaming in. Obviously, we can't process all that data, but that's what the observatory is going to do, and it's going to process it and kind of downsample the data until there's about a data rate of about 700 petabytes per year. And so that's the science-ready data products. And so when we have this 700 petabytes per year, that's enough data to fill up well over a million laptops. And so it's pretty hard to do science when you're trying to juggle a million laptops. And instead of that, the community is building this network to hold all that data and enable scientists to then probe the data and use and analyze the data to do their science. And so instead of just having, you know, one country or one individual institution doing it, we're working together to build this network that will house all this data and bring users, through the magic of the internet and cloud technology and whatnot, to the data so they can do the science right there. So you don't have to worry about moving, you know, million laptops of data all over the world. We just all access it and work on it together through the SKA regional centers.
Okay, and you're the director of one of those regional centers. So what kinds of people do you have to employ?
So we want to make sure there's a nice diversity of people to support the users and what we're doing. So I'm not sure if people really know, but sometimes scientists and computer engineers don't quite speak the same language. And developers, as well as, you know, computer scientists, for example, we all kind of speak slightly different languages, but we have to work together to make this work, because not only are we doing astronomical science, we're also doing computer science at the same time to make sure there's enough hardware, software, and all the other things that the scientists who are trying to do astronomy can actually conduct their analysis. And so we're employing everything from scientists to operations people to, like I said, developers and computer scientists and everyone, and making sure that we can all at least speak the same language in our team and then help those who are trying to understand the universe through these amazing telescopes that are being built.
This is a huge undertaking, isn't it? And the Square Kilometre Array, it's the building has started, but it's nowhere near completed. And when do you expect you will be getting your first data?
So construction has definitely started. I had the privilege of going to actually see the telescopes being built, and they're looking at having at least some early science, as we call it, so preliminary science data, within the next couple of years. So it's not too far away. We have some time, but still a limited amount of time to figure out how to utilize and really dive into all this data. Fortunately, the full telescope won't be ready for at least another few years, and so that's when we'll have those full data rates that I mentioned previously.
It's all terribly exciting, and there's going to be a regional centre here as well in South Africa. So we're going to be seeing quite a bit more of each other, I think, and working together over the next few years to form this network of regional centres around the world to process this data and make it available to astronomers. It's been a delight to speak to you, Karen Lee Waddell, the director of the Australian SK Regional Centre, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more of each other in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.